أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 9, 10 and 11 of Surah Yusuf. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fact that Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, knowing well that Yusuf alayhi salam will become a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and because of his inherent akhlaq and character, his love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was far exceeding than his love for the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, or this was their perception. And hence, jealousy reaches that stage when they had decided that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam must be removed from the equation. He must be removed from the sight of his father, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. And hence, they now sit down and they speak about this quality, this condition. And from here we can judge that jealousy can reach such levels that obviously a person then embarks on major sins and breaks the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in their meeting amongst themselves, the decisions were either uqtulu Yusuf, either kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, aw itrahuhu arda, or throw Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in a faraway land. Yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum. By doing that, their perception was there was no real concern that if a father loses a son either way, that he is killed or he disappears, kidnapped or whatever. They did not consider the fact that Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam will be more grieved. But what they said was yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum, that you will become very special to the face of your father. In other words, you will become special to Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Time would pass, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam would look towards us, and obviously then our father will become very special, or we will become very special in the eyes of our father. From here, most of the commentators have deduced that these brothers could have never become Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at any point in time in their lives. Simply because Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam do not embark, or they do not intend or connive to embark on any major sin whatsoever. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam so pure that even before their nubuwat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps them free of any major sin, most especially. And hence this becomes the factor that gives the inclination that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, in other words the Bani Israel, the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, they were not Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at any point in stage in their lives. وَتَكُونُوا مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And then you will become, after Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ, a pious nation, a pious group of people. Again, there are two ways of looking at this part of the ayat. One way is that now Yusuf alayhi salam will not be there, and we will then become the favored of our fathers, or the favorites of our father. Or the other way of looking at it, وَتَكُونُوا مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ, that after you have committed this heinous sin, you have killed Yusuf alayhi salam, or you separate him from his father, then whatever the sin may be, make tawbah to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and all the matters will be patched up. Now this is sometimes our thoughts that comes into our minds, that never mind, we will break the commandments of Allah Ta'ala for the short while, for a specific reason, and then thereafter we will patch up and we will make up and we will make tawbah. That is not the attitude of a believer. That is not the attitude of a person that walks the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. One person from amongst them said, who this person was, the inclination of the commentators are that this was the eldest son of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. In other words, the eldest brother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Two names have been attributed to him in authentic tafsir kitabs. One is his name was Yehuda, and another his name was Rubin. Either way, he had some sense of direction better than the others, although of course he was part of the wrong. But he said, لا تقتلوا يوسف, do not kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. Rather, you place Yusuf alayhi salam, ghayaba means some place where somebody would disappear. In other words, in the very bottom of a well. Place him there. يَلْتَقِتْهُ بَعْضُ السَّيَّارَ. Then some travelers will pick him up. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If you are to do something with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam and separating him from his father, that will be the better way, that some travelers will come, they will pick him up from the well, they will take him to some faraway land, and the separation between father and son then becomes a reality. But don't mess your hands, don't dirty your hands with the blood of an innocent child, especially your brother. And he had given this kind of advice. Ya Allama Qurtubi rahimahumullah, from the word yaltaqithu, Arabic, it means that when the child is just left abandoned and somebody picks up the child, they use the word yaltaqithu, and that refers to a child that is not baligh. So from here, Allama Qurtubi rahimahumullah has come to the conclusion that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was young. How young? So young that he was, had not reached the age of puberty. And then in certain narrations he says that probably Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was around the age of 7 at that time. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا. Then they approach Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam and they asked him this question, why do you not trust us ala Yusuf, with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam? It seems as though that the request that they are making now, they had made before to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam in order to execute the plan to abandon Yusuf alayhi salam, to take him away into a faraway land, or whatever needs to be done with Yusuf, means that Yusuf alayhi salam would have to be taken out of the house. And it looks like on many occasions they had asked Yaqub alayhi salam permission to take Yusuf alayhi salam with them wherever they go, into the fields, etc. But that is what they had asked. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. Certainly we are well wishers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and being well wishers, we will look after him. He is our brother after all. We will take care of him, and whatever is required will be done. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins this incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam being separated from his father. But the most important point is, and that is, we have to look within our lives, within our hearts. The important thing is hasad and jealousy. Hasad and jealousy is a reality that strikes the hearts of many individuals. Many of us will be victims of it. But the important thing is, understand the jealousy that we have, work upon that and remove it, cleanse ourselves of it. Otherwise it may become so bitter that it will create, cause us to create such sins, to cause such sins that break the commandments of Allah, thereby wiping away our good deeds and wiping away our possibilities and chances of reaching Allah and reaching Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.